Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone and welcome to this week's Snugcast. It's an emotional Snugcast because it's the first time in about 30 episodes that me, your host DJ, is recording without his co-host Owen. So stepping in tonight for Owen and being co-host alongside me is the beautiful, the bountiful, the energetic, the gorgeous, I don't know where bountiful came from, Sonia Norman. Sonia, how would you like to welcome the listeners as you co-host your first Snugcast?
Oh, hello everybody. Thanks for having me again, DJ. I'm delighted to be here. Yay!
So we're here in Grady's Yard. We haven't been for a couple of weeks. It's still absolutely magnificent. I want to congratulate Grady's Yard, who've been nominated for Pub of the Year, along with Newcomer of the Year and a couple of other awards at the Gastro Pub Awards this year. And actually, Tully's have been nominated in a few other good bars around Waterford. So Waterford did quite well. So on social media, fair play. There was a lot of voting to get them nominated. So keep an eye on the social media for the bars. And if they get shortlisted for anything and you see a fact that you need to nominate them for anything, please do nominate them. I'd fucking love if one of the Waterford bars won a national award, because the bars that we go to are fucking superb. The drink selection is amazing. The cake selection is amazing. And I fucking love drinking in Waterford. Simple as that. I said a few fucks already. It's where the spirit of Owen lives on.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to swear tonight, because my sister told me I was a real potty mouth in my episode. And yeah, she wasn't impressed at all. Neither was my dad, neither was my mom. But sure, they're not here, so fuck
everyone
it.
Everyone else was, though.
Oops.
Well, yeah, but to listen back, though. And also the fact that you lived with me for 2 years doesn't help you,
I
swear.
I know. What do they expect?
But, like, just tell them it's my nana's influencing in your grand.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
So, lads, you might have just heard in the background there, the regular contributor to the Snugcast, he's not been regular lately because he's been studying for exams, busy with the real-life doctor and stuff like that. So we're glad to have him out for a pint tonight. Really appreciate it. Great man. And I'm going to come to him first on the Snugcast. Simon Calhoun, what are you drinking tonight?
Hello DJ, hello Sonia, hello everybody, how is everyone? Listeners don't have to answer that. I am drinking 50 Shades of Grey from the Wicklow Wolf Brewery. It's very tasty, actually. I wasn't expecting it, it was a bit of confusion. So DJ had a little taster of it earlier and I had a sip of it. I said, oh geez, that is delicious. So I was drinking something else at the time. And then, so next pint came around, I said, yeah, get me a pint of that stuff, it's delicious. And then it arrived and it was an entirely different pint to what I was expecting. This thing looks kind of like a...
It looks like a pint of stout.
It looks like a pint of stout, doesn't it? It looks like a...
It looks like a Murphy's or one of them.
Do you know, or it looks like a pint bottle of Guinness in a glass. Do you know, it's not got a frothy head on it. It's kind of a...
Like a pint of Murphy's.
Yeah, go on then, like a pint of Murphy's. Like an old school stout, though, you know?
Yeah.
It tastes nice.
It looks like the pints of stout at the funeral scene in Angela's Ashes.
Yeah, yeah. Or it looks like someone's had a pint of lager... And then, like, been smoking and putting all their fags out in the beer.
It's like junk.
That's what it looks like. But it tastes really nice.
Yeah, any listener that's seen Angela's Ashes, remember the scene where the child is being buried and on the coffin the father has the pint of Guinness on top of it. And like it's just a bit of a dead pint of Guinness. It looks that way, but it actually tastes lovely.
It's lovely. It's full of flavour. It's not what I'd normally drink. I like things like the American Pale Ales and the Session Ales and stuff like that. This is, I think it was like called a
Black New England.
Black New England IPA, I think it is. Yeah. So, yes, it's black, and I suppose it's an IPA. It's got a little hint of coffee, very fruity as well, though. So, unusual, but I'll definitely be having another pint.
That's a fucking wonderful description of it, because I don't think I could put it in better words myself. I had a taster of it. I probably would have gone back to it, but I just thought to myself, like, fuck it, I'm going to... Basically, the end of Flagship February was yesterday, so I'm going to say it with a flagship beer. But before I go on to what I'm drinking, I'd like to welcome to the Snowcast a new guest, someone we haven't had on before. He's over here for the weekend in Waterford. We're going to show him a good time. Good time over here doesn't mean what it means in Thailand, but there's going to be plenty of beer.
Or
in Birmingham. Really, really excited to welcome to the Snowcast Paul Lambert, good friend of mine that I know from going to Liverpool matches. And Paul, what I'm going to ask you, like I ask everyone else, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking the Yellow Belly Citra Pale Ale tonight, mate. First time I've been to the pub, and it's to Grady's Yard, and it's absolutely brilliant. Type of place I quite like, around by me, to be fair. It is spot on, my type of place. Started off with a Vice So Serious, and that was definitely not a sessional beer at 7% ago. It's a... nice to get the party started, Simon said earlier. But
ironically, it was quite serious.
definitely serious. As Simon said earlier, it's one to get the party started, but then you need to go on to something a bit more sessionable. And this is definitely that, and quite a nice pint as well. So
yeah, it's a great pint of Citra, isn't it? Did it win an award recently
after I see? Citra, yeah, I got some. To be honest, they've been fucking nominated
best
and winning so many awards.
Best
pint ever in the world, it won.
Ever.
What I'm really keen to get at, because obviously we've described Citra on this podcast several times, so for regular listeners of Snowcast, they'll know exactly what a Citra is about. Paul, as someone who's listened to the Snowcast, heard Citra being described, heard Grady's Yard being described, I just want to get your impression of this bar, of Waterford. You've literally only been here fucking 40 minutes, so, do you know, and in fairness, it's been pissing rain and dark, but just your impression coming into a Waterford bar for the first time, meeting Sonia and Simon for the first time, just your general impression of the place and general impression of the beers on offer compared to what you get, say, as you see yourself on the edge of the Black Country in England. Actually, we'll tell the listeners what happened. We recorded a really good couple of minutes there. Somehow, we actually pressed pause by accident. So I just asked the question of Paul, like, what he thinks of the bar, what he thinks of the place compared to where he's from. He's given a really good answer, and we've not saved it. So, Paul, I'll come back to you with that question again. What do you make of this gaff and the people?
No, it's, like I've said three times, it's an absolutely brilliant place. It is the best place in the world. By the end of the night, everybody on this planet is going to need to be here, because it is the greatest. It's 100% the type of place that I'd love to have where I'm from. We do not have anything like this. It is really old man pub and bitters and horrible shite ale all the time, really. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Loads of carling and stuff, and it's dreadful. It's run by me. So.
But it's funny you say that. Like, what I love about this bar is it's a perfect blend between modern bar, craft beer, and old man bar, because they don't have TV screens. You have to talk to each other. The music is very subtle in the background. So it is very much a hybrid of a modern bar and an old man bar, which is exactly what the Snowcast wants to fucking be, is that modern technology podcast, but pub chat that a bunch of old lads would have in a pub somewhere in the country in Ireland. So Sonia, co-host for the first time.
Whoa.
Fucking a Snowcast institution at this stage.
I feel so honoured.
Yeah.
Oh, and we miss you.
We do miss you, Owen. I think I sent him a text message there before we start recording, telling him I miss him. And he's just sent me a text back saying, oh, same big dog. Owen's probably after a few points himself up in Dublin. Shout out to Owen and Ciara. Ciara, best of luck in your play. That will have finished by the time this episode comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Sonia, co-host. Beautiful girl, what are you drinking tonight?
So, Ash here in Grady's Yard is pretty phenomenal with the old spirit concoctions. So she makes these amazing spirit infusions, and I'm a massive fan of the ones she does with gin. So tonight I'm drinking her Gintendo 64, great name. And it's gin with mango and grapefruit, and you have the choice of topping it up with either 7-Up or tonic, and it is delicious. I think I'm on my second one now.
Are you on the tonic, yeah?
Yeah.
Want to avoid them leg cramps.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, I want to avoid them leg cramps. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely, a little bit quinine.
Yeah.
And Gintendo 64, great play on words. I want to ask you something quickly, Sonia. If you were to name an infusion here in Grady's Yard, what would you name one? Give me a good pun name. I'm putting you on the spot now because I haven't said any of this to you before.
A good pun name. Oh, do you know the one? Who's that actually kind of inspired by video games? Do you remember that video game that was Street Fighter, Sonya Blade?
Sonya Blade.
Yeah,
okay. What would it compose of?
So I probably would want gin, vodka, a little bit of rum.
Fucking hell.
Like a switchblade to my fucking.
And that's it.
Fucking hell.
I feel like I'm about to describe.
So I presumed the gin you want is Tin Gin and the rum you want is Bike Island rum.
How did you know?
Oh, I just guessed.
How did you know? And yeah, so just like a little bit of all of those three. With all of the citrus fruit. So lemon, lime, grapefruit, a bit of tonic, a little bit of 7-Up, topped off with soda water, and a cherry on top.
Fuck me, I'll drink that too. I'll drink about three of them and then I'll die. That's been the intro to this night. Tonight's Snowcast. I've got some great topics lined up for the lads. Unfortunately, it has to wait because my bladder is the size of a pea and I gotta go piss. Right, guys, we're back in the room. DJ here, Cole, Sonia. Sonia, how are you feeling tonight?
Friday night,
we usually don't record on Friday night.
I've never been in Grady's Yard on Friday night. I'm embarrassed to say.
2 seconds, I mute this bastard.
Thank you for that.
That'll be edited
out. It's all over the place now.
Yeah, yeah, I like.
This is shocking.
This is the worst.
Owen, come back.
I've ever done.
Let's call a spade. This is the most organised you've ever been. Right, lads. So I've got a bit of logic here and getting into our first topic, and I'm going to go on a bit of a ramble, and I want you all to fucking really pay attention.
Focus, lads.
Today is the 1st of March, 2019. You can focus on that much, right? So, as you guess by your accents, I'm the only fucking Irish person here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Like, Irish pub podcast. Yeah. 25% people Irish, guaranteed. We've got two people here who were born and raised in England, and one person here who was born and raised in Canada. Delighted to have them on board. But the thing that links Simon and Paul together, the thing that they have in common is they were born and raised in England, but they both support Wales from a rugby point of view.
Yeah.
And where I want to bring this in is today, with you guys both being proud, sporting-wise Welshmen, today is St. David's Day.
Wait, okay, for the Canadian in the room, what is St. David's Day?
So St. David is the patron saint of Wales. So St. David's Day is Wales equivalent of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, very good.
Welsh as well, by the way.
St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. George.
Are you it's like two. One of those?
No,
ones
he
St. George ended up being a tan. Fuck him.
He actually is.
I have another question.
Yes?
You know, there seems to me that every time you ask about a saint, he's the patron saint of something. How many patron saints of something do you have?
How long is a piece of string?
Oh, right.
Yeah, exactly. But
you're going to be a patron saint by the end of this podcast, I reckon.
The patron saint is no cast. But basically, the whole point... What a wonderful co-host. She comes in with brilliant questions. Owen, your job's on the line here, buddy. You need
absolutely
to book
not.
Up.
Owen, come back.
You need to book up next week.
He's a mess without you. He's a mess.
Oh, actually, I was nearly crying there in the break. He texted me telling me he missed me. I text him first and he texts back. Anyways, moving swiftly on. So, St. David's Day today. And given the fact that St. David is patron saint of Wales, St. Patrick's patron saint of Ireland, I speak fluent Irish. Welsh, as a language, is... Like, we, as Irish people, we get a slagging over the Irish language, right? The Irish language, get a slagging over it, told it's made up fairy. It's not. Compared to Welsh, it's a fucking perfectly regular language. Welsh is completely made up. They throw Y's in the middle of everything. Like, everything is fucking... Like, all these mad jokes. And when I hear the Welsh language being spoke, instantly I think... It's like the elves in Lord of the Rings.
That's what I thought about the Irish language. Do you remember I said that? In
you
one
did,
of the,
but
like, literally, the day I moved here in September 2005, I was walking on the UCD campus and I saw all these signs being Irish and this weird jibbery billy bit, and I remember turning to my dad.
People with hairy feet walking around.
Yes, pointy ears. It was so strange.
Listen.
And I said, Dad, what language is that? And we both said, we both agreed that it looked like the language from Lord of the Rings. It's Elvish.
Fair enough.
Elvish. You're a hell of a lot of less L's.
That's true.
Yeah. Double D's and
lots. And Y's. So Welsh is an awful lot more like fucking Elvish. And my whole point for bringing this up is, right, Irish is a mad language compared to English. Welsh is even madder, considering the fact that they integrate with the bastards. At least we have our own island. And the reason I brought this up to begin with...
Probably not for want of trying, mate. Yeah. I don't imagine they'd be trying to cut...
Yeah, but listen, we cut...
They got an assembly.
We cut like 84% of ourselves off. We gave me the other 16% just for shits and gigs because Michael Collins couldn't be bothered. Anyways, I'll never be allowed to host this again without Owen, will I?
No, actually, never.
If he was here, he'd be leery already, and he'd already be fucking shouting on about Eamon De Valera. Anyways, moving.
I used to live with his great grandson.
Oh, De Valera's?
Yeah. No, because I didn't know who he was at the time, but his name was Henri De Valera.
Oh, how are you going, Henri?
He worked for Bank of Ireland. Hi, Henri.
Are you giving him? Do you want to give him his PPS number out as well?
He wasn't. No.
Anyway, Sonia, great co-host. Anyways. So, right, as you can see, it's starting to fall apart already. Welsh sounds like Elvish.
Get out, Henri.
So the whole point of this whole ramble and you lads fucking it up for me is, what is your favourite sci-fi movie /TV series/movie series?
What?
Because Welsh sounds like Elvish from Lord of the Rings.
1 plus 1 equals 25.
What's the question?
What's your favourite TV/movie series?
TV show?
That's, no, science fiction though. It has to be science fiction.
Don't come to me first.
This is you. You said it. It's like this lad is slagging me off over this question. No. But this lad is slagging me off over the question about... No, just any general one. This lad's slagging me off with sandwiches. Then he turned around a week later and said it was the best question he was ever asked. So don't mind Simon. He's sending you off. Ignore Simon for a minute. Sonia, I'm going to come to you first. Okay. What is your favourite sci-fi TV series and or film? /film series.
Okay, so I've got two, and they're both, so one of them was turned into a film, and one of them was a TV series, and the other one is also actually originally a TV series. Okay, so first one, I grew up with my dad watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and the original one with Patrick Stewart, where they used to say Captain's Log, Stargate, da-da-da-da-da, and like, I loved them, and then they turned them into movies, and there was the one with the Indian guy, and they went, it was just brilliant.
That must have been a big deal for you.
Yeah, it was a massive deal, it was so great, love when the Indians are featured, it's great.
Bollywood and Hollywood combining is
I know.
And East is East.
Have I?
Fucking brilliant. Not sci-fi.
That is not sci-fi, not the farthest thing from sci-fi, but culturally so significant, it's great, it's really, really great. So,
East, that's around you, isn't it? That's
Birmingham. You ever come in if you're going to talk? No one can hear you.
I actually went to
Birmingham recently to go shopping for my sister. Sorry, DJ, I know you hate this.
No, ramble your
shopping for my sister's wedding and was trying to figure out where do I go to go shopping. And I was the told Birmingham. No, so Bullring is where you go to go, like, and sorry, to go, like, shopping to, like, Zara, River Island. But I needed, like, East Indian clothing.
Yeah,
so
I was. You want a lovely North Face, the Birmingham, the Bullring's a place to go.
You weren't looking for North Face.
I was not. I was looking for North Face. I was all looking for North Face. And I was promptly directed to an area of Birmingham called the Balti Triangle.
Just like the Baltic.
Well,
you've not quite the Baltic Triangle in Liverpool.
Lower quality pubs.
Yeah.
So it took me ages. I was like, there's so many, and I'm going to make myself look like a real tool by saying this, but whatever. So there, I'm going to the Balti Triangle, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, what the? Like, why is it called the Balti Triangle? Balti Indian food.
Yes,
naturally. Oh my God, Sonia. Wow.
Even I got that and she's Indian.
Oh, I didn't have a flipping notion where I was. Anyways, wildly successful.
Too much time in Ireland.
Yeah, I know. What was your question?
Sci-fi movies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. I'm scrap the Star Trek. So my recent my favorite TV show, sci-fi, right? Yeah. Stranger Things. How can you not mention Stranger Things? It's fucking so good. It's so brilliant. Yeah. So many different aspects of sci-fi brought into one TV show. I'm absolutely terrified of the thought of having to watch the third season, but equally as excited.
I have to make a confession. I have to.
You heard it here first on the Snugcast.
Yeah.
Stranger Things season 3.
Sometime in the
Breaking Bad series 6 coming out next month. I have to make a confession here live on the Snugcast. that is not released live. Sonia, we watched Stranger Things series 1 together and we lived together.
Yeah.
I've been afraid to watch series 2 without you. I've never watched series 2.
Indeed. We'll start next week.
It's fucking terrifying.
It's so terrifying. I only could watch it during daylight hours and with someone with me.
Is this you scared the testicles out of my ball bag?
Yeah, well, if I had testicles, I would. They ball the same thing.
Right. I've not watched it and I'm petrified to even think about watching it.
Right.
And Paul, I may or may not have a dubious Netflix account, so I go on
anti-clockwise here, so Paul, I come back to you now. Favourite sci-fi TV series and or film series? Quote it where you will, because she went to fucking Balti fucking Triangle. Like, you can take this where you want to go.
To be fair, the Balti Triangle is good. I'm not going to knock it, but yeah, I'm the same to Star Trek. When I was younger, it was the same. Deep Space Nine, Starship, the
Klingon.
Next Generation, or whatever it was, Klingons. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And even the new films with Chris Pine and the whole host of new films that's got Benedict Cumberbatch and all that in it as well, absolutely brilliant. And even so, my little lad is absolutely obsessed with them as well. Thinks they're brilliant, brilliant films.
You should dress him up as a Klingon for Halloween.
So
he wants to go as fucking Ronald Weasley for World Book Day, a little prick. So fucking, he's not having any of it at the moment.
So Ali's into the old Star Trek, is he?
Yeah, he likes the films. I don't think he'd sit down and watch the series. I don't think he'd watch some of the old stuff. But
fucking young fellas these days.
Yeah, shit out. So yeah, the films definitely. He loves watching it. It's all a bit of adventure for him, isn't it?
I think for that age as well, films are good because you've got like an hour and a half, 2 hours where they have to like continuously watch. Whereas trying to fucking get them watch something for an hour and then say in a week's time we're going to follow up, like they just don't have the attention span to do that.
No, if it's not his Nintendo Switch, then getting him to sit down for half an hour to do something apart from golf.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Shout out to Ollie and shout out to Danielle for letting you come over here for the weekend.
Yeah, thank you. But she's
she does know. Yeah, he rang her earlier.
That's a very important question.
She knows I'm here, but she's decided to jib the kids tomorrow night so she can go on a hen do. So she's popped them off to me mum's for the night so she can go on the piss basically.
And when she went on the actual hen do last weekend?
Yeah, she went on the hen do last weekend, but they're going out again apparently.
The work hen do. I got all the goss, Daniel. Yeah, I know the full story. Fucking hell, don't. You've only met him an hour ago, for fuck's sake.
Do it half.
Don't worry, we'll find a water. We'll find
it's Tuesday lunchtime. Hendo, yeah.
Apparently, she goes to the gym 3 times a week now.
Yeah, we'll find a water. We'll find a water for a woman for you. Daniel, if you're listening, this is all a piss take. Don't take it seriously. Anyways, Simon, moving swiftly on, what is your favourite, before we get Paul a divorce, what is your favourite sci-fi film / TV series?
I'm going to give you two answers. Like, it wouldn't be my favourite. It's like this point, it wouldn't be my favourite, but I don't hate it.
As he says, like, this point isn't his favourite, but he's as someone who sculls points, I'm like a sup in. Paul's like a third of a pint in. Simon's nearly finished a pint already, so he clearly likes it, and he's fucking... He's having Elads off. He obviously loves Wicklow Wolf.
My new favourite.
He actually loves Wicklow Wolf, but he's got shares in Yellow Belly, so he's like...
True. I do love Wicklow Wolf, by the way. The I kind of first got into craft ales and all the rest of it. My first ever was the Dungarvan Copper Coast, and then the Helvet Gold, and then I tried the and they were both, and like I had the Copper Coast, I was like, that is actually the nicest drink I've ever had. Then I had the Helvet Gold, I was like, oh my god, that's actually nicer than the other one. And then about a week later I tried the Wicklow Wolf Elevation Pale Ale.
Elevated it to a new level.
Amazing. Like, absolutely. And I've never looked back since. I love the craft ales ever since. So thanks a million, Wicklow Wolf. You've
changed
my life.
You're in the right place.
I'm going to give you two answers actually, since you said film or TV. So film wise Aliens, like the whole however many of them there are, they're all brilliant, but Aliens is absolutely
on their
incredible.
Own or versus Predator?
Oh no, like Alien versus Predator, fine, like you'd watch it because you watch it, but like Aliens is just an amazing, like, it's a, I don't really know what the word seminal means, but like I think it might be like a seminal
movie.
It's
definitely got something to do with semen.
Yeah, I think so. Like, actually, I remember in my fourth year medical exam, they were writing about a seminal wave, which is where like there's something about like the production of semen, and it's like called a seminal wave. Yeah. So So when I watched,
I love these points so much. I'm about to get a seminal wave.
Yeah, yeah. But that's how much I love Aliens. That's how much I love Aliens. Oh, it's so good. And my favourite quote from it is when who is it? Is it Drake? Maybe someone. I think it might be Drake. I should check this out.
The musician.
With
inverted commas.
Not that guy. Drake in the movie. But anyway, he goes. There's a female character called Vasquez who is badass. She's got short hair and muscles and she's just fucking class. And she's doing chin-ups. And he goes, "Hey, Vasquez, have you ever been mistaken for a man?" And she goes, "No. Have you?" It's fucking brilliant. I like that. So
that's basically porn to you, like.
Yeah, well, but it's a fantastic, it's such a good film. It is absolutely exceptional.
I don't think I've ever seen.
I'd kind of forgotten how much I liked it before you asked this question.
So Sigourney Weaver's in that one.
Yeah, so it's the second one. Alien is the... Am I getting this right? Alien is the first one.
It's Aliens. Alien 2 or Aliens? Aliens.
I think it's called Alien 2 Aliens. I mean, it's called Aliens. Right. But it's well worth the watch. But they're all fantastic. But yeah, that is... I've forgotten how much I love it until you asked that question. And another thing I'd forgotten how much I love until you asked this question. My favourite ever sci-fi TV series is Red Dwarf. It is absolutely... Do you ever watch Red Dwarf?
No, never.
I've just got like blank faces around the table. Absolutely,
it's
so good.
I'm 100% so honest. I have not registered your answer at all because all I've thought is I've forgotten how good this was until I've gone past Seminole Wave and I've thought in my selfish ways I've thought you've answered this question and said I've never realized how. So when I asked the question first, you were slagging it, and now you're like, I didn't realize how much I loved it until you asked the question. It's like sandwiches all over again. It's a stupid question. By the way, this sandwich is fucking amazing.
No. They're different, like the whole, like,
I feel like we're good as our not.
The question is fine. The question is fine. It's just your build up was like, it's St. David's Day. There's two people who come from England but from Wales. What's your favourite sci-fi movie?
That's like
the sandwich question. If you were like, I went to Canada and then, you know, I went over to South America and actually rode a horse. There. What's your favourite sandwich? Like, speaking of which, horses eat things.
You completely omitted the point on the language. Yeah. You cunt.
Because that actually makes it completely.
It does actually. Because it sounds like Elvish.
Oh my God.
Which, by the way, my favourite is Lord of the Rings, the trilogy. They're all great. Two Towers is possibly the greatest sequel of all time. If you omit Godfather from life, Godfather 2 is the best sequel of all time. Lord of the Rings.
Rocky 2. Rocky 4.
No,
don't do that.
That's the most real life doctor answer ever. Like.
No, that's actually fact. That's actually
Rocky 3 with Mr. T.
Yeah, I know, and Hulk Hogan. Thunderlips.
Yeah,
my head is about to explode. Sonya's never seen the Rocky. Simon's trying to say Rocky's the best sequel ever when Godfather 2 was clearly better. I'm just like, my head is exploding. Like, fucking Consigliere, fucking Al Pacino and all that shit. Anyways, Lord of the Rings is my favourite sci-fi. Basically, the Twin Towers is amazing. Boom. Bum, bum, bum. Twin Towers, the second one. Return of the King is the third one.
Do the song again.
Boom, bum, bum, bum. So that's been the sci-fi round. Sonia, co-host, has been tasked with coming up with a topic while we talk about this, and I know she's thought nothing about it at all. So we're going to take a quick break, finish Simon's Doritos and peanuts that he's bought us, and then we're going to come on to Sonia's topic, which she needs to think of in the next 3 minutes. Lads, there's no cast. Without Owen, it falls to shape, but it's still great. Love you all.
Sonia here. This is very exciting for me. It's my first time ever co-hosting. I feel very honored. Oh, and I may see you come back, so I don't know if you do this again, because I'm really, really nervous and I might pee myself. I'm sorry. So, my question for the lads is, I have two questions actually, because they're kind of little quickies. One of them has, selfish purposes, because I am currently in the process of planning my summer holidays, and I want to know what let's start with you.
Right.
Planning the trip around the world where do you want to go down the road? Like DJ's question earlier.
Why does everyone take the piss on my questions? Like,
because it's a good... the lead up to it made no sense at all. But it was a great question.
Great question. Great question.
Yeah. Great question.
Fuck you, Simon.
Terrible.
Fuck you, Simon.
Great question.
Your wife is too good for you. Anyways, moving swiftly on. You asked me, what is my favourite place to go in Ireland? There are loads of places in Ireland that are brilliant to visit. Obviously, big advocate here for Waterford locally. Absolutely amazing city, amazing time to come visit. Paul's come here for the first time and straight away he's remarked about how great it is. But I have to say, there's something... there's a mystical sort of cloud over the west of Ireland where... if you get it on a good day, it's the greatest place on the planet.
But
they only have have about two good days a year. Like, so when you go to the west of our, when you go to Westport or you go to Killarney or God forbid you go to Ventry or Kells Bay down in fucking the really west of Kerry or go on to Carrigrohane and Valencia Island, and you get a good day. So for example, Valencia Island and all them, they're very close to the Skelligs where a lot of the Star Wars stuff was filmed. So we're like. Luke Skywalker's as an owlad was
I've seen the movies, DJ. Yeah. Thanks.
Where Luke Skywalker as an owlad with the fake penguins was hanging out like yeah he was on all this in the Skelligs.
Jib being a Jedi.
Fucking the Jedi Investigation Bureau, the Jib lads over there in fucking the Skelligs. basically that part of Kerry is amazing, but they don't just don't it's a fucking hell, lads.
Where's Owen?
My elbow just slipped off the table.
No, this is actually falling apart.
Can I answer the fucking question without you lads giving me guff? Like, you're giving me guff off air about my questions. I'm trying to answer.
Can you answer the question?
Yeah, I'm getting to it.
For the listeners, Owen normally holds DJ's elbow up while he drinks. And without Owen here, he's struggling
and
a little bit.
Or his balls. Sorry.
No comment.
Anyways, carry on. Go on.
We lived together for 2 years.
You notice DJ's accent, he's speaking a bit deeper without Owen here because his ball bag is hanging a bit.
that's gas. Huh? Anyways, moving. But my point is, I think West Kerry is lovely. I would literally say the west of Ireland from Mayo down, Donegal's a bit too bleak because they only get a half a good day a year. Basically, Westport on a good day is fantastic. You can go to Kirkpatrick. The west of Galway is amazing. But I would genuinely say, like, West Kerry, my granddad's from Kerry, I have an affinity with Kerry I can't really place. And my granddad, who, despite not living in Kerry since he was 17, still has a Kerry accent for some reason, which is amazing, by the way, because he's, like, fucking 80 now, nearly. So for 60 years, he's maintained a Kerry accent and maintained a sense of Kerryness. The west of Kerry, like, it's so picturesque. Some of the nicest peninsulas you'll ever see on the Atlantic Ocean. When you get it on a nice day, it's just fucking gorgeous. And the thing about it is the Kerry people are so unassuming, so funny, so quirky, but at the same time so friendly. So the best place to visit in Ireland is probably the west of Kerry, but it's very inaccessible because like there's not a fucking airport to be seen near it. So if you're coming from abroad, I would say Waterford's about 2 hours away from Dublin Airport, about 2 hours away from Cork Airport. Come to Waterford, we've loads of beaches, loads of bays, lovely pubs.
Those are babes.
Sonia's here. She's staying here for a couple of months anyway, at least. So, yeah, Sonia, my answer would be probably the west of Ireland. If you can't get there, come to the southeast.
Excellent. Simon, on to you.
Sonia, that is the best question I've ever heard ever on a Snugcast, ever.
Better than the sandwich
I mean, seriously.
Anyway.
And the lead into it was so relevant, topical, it was exceptional, well delivered. You should do this full time. Excellent.
I'm
just going to down my pint.
As a kid, we went on a holiday to Dingle, and it was one of my favourite, all-time favourite.
Was this before or after you were sucking off the Queen?
Jesus, this escalated pretty quickly.
My goodness me.
I was going to say this like reminiscent lovely story about Dingle,
on,
and you just came out with that. I mean,
I'm only talking, carry on.
Listen, I had a great time. It was a lovely holiday, Dingle. I'll tell you a bit more about Dingle. Go on then.
Seeing as you're asking.
So,
Dingle isn't West Kerry, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was. That's why I didn't actually specify. I knew it was in Ireland.
Typical English, that, like, no idea of geography or history.
So,
a
The place we stayed was actually in a movie as well, called... what was it called? It was definitely... It wasn't Star Trek.
It wasn't Star Wars.
No, it wasn't a sci-fi. It was like a... kind of a depressing one about like misery. It wasn't that one. It was a really good film though. So
the artist.
This answer's going way worse than it should have done.
I'm sorry.
So Dingle was an amazing place. When I was a kid, and like for me, I don't know if this is a bit non-snugcasty to be saying it, but I think childhood, well, life really is all about making memories, and I think these days
it's non-discriminatory.
I know, and actually you brought me up on that before when I kind of defend my answer before I've given it, but I kind of always worry I sound like a dick. But what I loved about that holiday, like, I was young and it was, and I do sound like a dick every time I open my mouth, but on the holiday, it was an amazing holiday. It was all kind of rugged and rural, and it was out there, and we were on bikes, we were on the beach, and like, it was really kind of gnarly and, like, rough and ready, and I'd say...
Did you just use the word gnarly?
Yeah, but I meant it like in the... I meant it like a gnarled piece of wood. I didn't mean it like a surface, like, gnarly, okay. Dude. I mean, like, it was... It was yeah. Do you know?
Roar.
Yeah, like, I'd say...
Forestry.
Do you know, like, say, where we were staying, you had to put money in the electricity meter.
You had electricity?
We did, but it was quite funny. Like, it turned out that, like... the woman owning it would like kind of take all the money out of it and then kind of like she'd just scam us. But she was lovely, Doreen. She was a legend. If you're still listening, if you're
Doreen
still alive,
Doreen.
She was around. I think she was like 88 when I went there, and she was the loveliest woman
when you
ever.
Went there, she's not around.
And
now.
I had a. Yeah, you're right. She'd be about 150.
Doreen the Horeen.
She was the best. Oi, leave off, Maureen.
She was stealing money from Simon's.
No, listen.
Allegedly.
And like the oven was broken, and like it was all falling around you. But like, it was just such an amazing holiday. And I remember I had this bike called a Rally Totally Extreme.
I had a Rally as well.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
I think I had a Rally Totally Extreme. I was like, no way.
My uncle passed it down to me.
Right,
so
yeah.
It could have been a Totally Extreme.
This is a Christmas present from Santa. And it had on the back wheels, you know, when they had the spokes covered with like a kind of, a cover. And then it had all colours all over it. So it's like this multicoloured, luminous, leery bike. Maybe we could try and find a picture of it and stick it up on the show notes, if that's the thing. I don't even know if that's the thing.
No, it is a thing.
Well, we might try and do that. It might not be possible.
If you can find one, send it on to me and we'll do it.
So
I was going to put a nice picture of us up on it, but like...
Yeah, well, we can put more than one, can't we? But Maureen had chickens and once... I don't think we can. Not without Owen here, anyway. Not without Owen.
That cunt can't even edit an episode.
So Maureen had some chickens. I used to go down with Maureen every morning, and I'd ride the Rally Totally Extreme down there, and we'd get the eggs out of... Where do chickens live? Chicken
coops.
Coop. And we go back up and everything. It was lovely. And then one day I was like, oh, listen, Maureen, do you want to have a go? So this lovely old woman who's like 150 years old is there. Oh, yeah, he's got a picture of the Rally Totally Extreme up. Look at that. Class.
This
mine was actually black.
Yeah. Get on with it, the phone.
So basically, yeah. So I let Maureen have a go. So there's this dirt track. Like just mud, 200 meters long, and there's Maureen like going up on the Rally Totally Extreme, and me running up behind her, and my mum was there, and she loved it, and she still talks about it to this day, and it was a lovely, lovely holiday, and I really enjoyed it. Mrs. Colquhoun, I love you. And then my other favourite place in Ireland is my house in Ireland. That's lovely, in Waterford. And then Ackle. So my parents have a house in Ackle.
Brilliant.
Well, it's actually.
You're an absolute bastard, but that's a phenomenal shout.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make sure we're still recording after earlier events.
So, I told a lie there. Their house is on the mainland of Ireland, overlooking Achill Island.
That's gorgeous, yeah.
And it's a stunning place. Oh, you should.
One of the only places I've never been to.
Yeah.
Where's Achill?
Far west.
Far west.
Middle of the country, so opposite Dublin, far west.
Up and left.
So basically, Achill is an island off Galway, which Galway is the far west.
Yeah.
So it's basically an island that's only separated by the mainland.
Further up than that again, it's County Mayo.
So it's fairly far up. Yeah, County Mayo. Sorry, it's above Westport, and it's basically nearly touching the mainland. There's a bridge between Achill and the mainland. Okay. It's an island. They speak Irish on Achill as well. So.
So my parents don't really speak to anybody at all because they don't speak Irish.
Yeah.
But it's amazing there, and Like you said, like 2 days a year is absolutely spectacular, and the other 363, it rains a lot. But a house overlooks the sea, and it overlooks Achill Island itself, and it's absolutely picturesque, and just there's so much going on Achill Island as well.
Yeah, really. they're really good. Like they have a really close-knit community there, don't they?
They do. They have a really, actually, my parents are lucky enough. Like, they have a lot of friends over there, and they're very supportive and amazing community. And then Achill itself, like the island itself, there's loads of surfing and if you're into kind of water sports, Sonia. You're into water sports?
Totally. Love a good sea-doo.
Sorry. Right. Let's move on from Achill Island. Simon's answer is Achill anyway. Sonia, get it back in. You're a coastal.
Sorry. Paul, on to you.
Well,
did you record that?
Until this time last year, I'd never been to Ireland, and this is my fifth or sixth time now within a year.
Yay!
Really?
So yeah, through work coming over. So
how much do you
north
love
and
it?
South. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. But
he's been trying to move to Waterford for months.
Oh yeah, I've been.
So I've been dodge Brexit.
Because I'm massively on a huge Brexit dodge at the moment, and apparently
actually my mum got her Irish passport through today.
So yeah, I am massively trying to dodge Brexit, and Ireland seems like a pretty good place to go.
I'm going to, yeah.
But the my from
sorry.
The pressure.
Sorry.
But from
sorry.
But having my limited knowledge of Ireland, one of my favourite places I've been to so far is Kilrush and Kildee on the west coast.
Brilliant.
Not massive towns, very, they are small little communities, but every time I've been there, you're made ever so welcome. The pubs are lovely, the chat and the crack with you because you're from the mainland. They take the piss and you are made to feel welcome, and it's absolutely brilliant out there. And
classic Ireland.
And overlooking the Shannon as well on the one or two lovely days of weather they get, and the wind farm out that way is doing a great deal of service for the community apparently. But yeah, it's absolutely cracking, and I'd move there if I wanted somewhere picturesque, and it's near Doonbeg, the nice lovely President Trump Golf Club. So. But
if you're marbly okay with that.
Where are all these skill places?
They are in County Clare.
Oh yeah,
because Wikipedia 2 minutes ago told me they're in County Clare, so they are in County Clare.
That's
the media's telling you again. So there we are. That is where I would go.
So as the only Irish person here, I feel obliged to say that County Clare is south of Galway, even souther. Than Mayo.
The Cliffs of Moher are in County Clare.
They are, and the Burn.
Far from Limerick.
Cliffs of Moher, there's a taller. There's Cliff of Moher, Michael Russell, Dr. Finn, Willie Hansen, Noel Hinn. There's flutes and fiddles everywhere. If there's music you want, hold the banner!
I didn't understand.
Listen, Berna.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I know that one.
Listen, Berna. You! Oh, listen, Berna. Everybody.
Listen,
Berna.
Yeah, I know that one.
That's where the matchmaking festival is.
It is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, thanks for co-hosting that part of the Snowcast.
That's and now, great.
Guys, actually, for this part now, given that they've been nominated for Gastropub of the Year, etc., I'm going to finish up the episode by having a quick chat with Kevin, manager here at Grady's Yard. Sonia, thanks a million for co-hosting.
Thank you. That was loads of fun.
That was a brilliant question. Even
thanks.
Though the lad slagged off my question, fuck them. But that was a brilliant question. Simon.
At least you didn't try to get us, either of us, to pronounce that really long train station name, because that would have been fucking really embarrassing.
Train station name.
In Wales, yeah.
I know nothing about Wales.
Anyways, Sonia, thanks for co-hosting. That was brilliant. Simon, thanks for going on the Snowcast as usual. Even though you slagged me off for most of this episode. You have a hot wife. She's lovely. Annie, shout out to you. You're far too good for Simon. Simon, thanks for going on the Snowcast.
Yeah, no worries.
that's all he's saying. He's like, fuck you. I'm going home after
that
this.
That was hard. I actually liked your question loads. Genuinely. I just thought, like, wow, what a extraordinary intro to a question.
Yeah, but that was the point.
That's right up my street. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's what I go for. I go for the extreme. Like, you've slagged off every question I've ever asked you in this podcast. go on, peace on you. Thank you. I'm wrapping it up. Paul, thanks a million for coming on Snowcast. You have no idea how much I appreciate your feedback and everything like that. So thanks for coming on. I know if Owen was here, he'd thank you as well, Owen. It's 15:33, Owen. It's not near 1916 yet. We haven't got a good long segment like that because you're not here to ramble on. Paul, thanks for coming on Snowcast. How have you found it so far?
Nah, absolutely loving it. Thank you very much for putting me up for the weekend. It's very much appreciated. Glad to be over in Ireland and seeing some different things. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. So this episode's coming out on the 4th of March. I'm about to go and have a quick chat with Kevin from Grady's Yard on the side while the lads finish off their pints. If you're in Waterford, if you're in the South East, if you're in Kilkenny or Wexford or Tipperary, come and visit Waterford. Come to Grady's Yard. It's a great fucking pub. Anyways, lads, that's been the Snowcast so far. I'll have a quick chat with Kevin. And on from there, I fucking miss Owen. Alley, alley, alley. As Paul would say, there's something that the cop wants you to know.
Best in the world is Bobby Firmino.
Right, giddy up, lads. Right, guys, so I'm here Friday 1st of March 2019, nearly six months into the fucking... since Grady's Yard first opened, nearly 6 months since we interviewed Kevin and Danny here in Grady's Yard at the Captain's Table the last time. And delighted to be joined by Kevin tonight. We haven't been joining with Kevin since, and he's been busy managing this fantastic bar. And Kevin, you've been nominated for a few awards.
Aye, yeah, thanks very much. Delighted to be back on. We were recently nominated for a few awards by the Restaurant and Pub Association, so... you know, it's happy to hear it, like, but it won't mean anything unless we keep driving on and doing what we do, so that's kind of the main point.
I mean, like, when I saw you put up the tweet on Instagram the other day, like, in fairness, you actually tagged us in a post where you tweeted and said we've been nominated for a few awards. Right. You thanked everyone that came into you in the last 6 months, which I thought was a lovely touch. We've been big fucking fans of yours since you've opened, and I think... the nomination for Newcomer of the Year.
Yeah.
And you've got two other nominations as well.
Yeah, I think it's Best Overall Bar and Best Gastro Pub.
Right. So, as far as I'm concerned, Newcomer of the Year should be nailed on. And Best Overall Bar, I think we've got a fair shout. If I was picking the awards, Best Gastro Pub, you've only done pizza so far, so I'm going to be a cunt and say... probably there's probably someone else out there that deserves that.
Great,
I'll give you two out of three,
There's plenty of great gastro pubs there. There's plenty of other pubs nominated for the categories that could win it as well.
There's so many good bars. Like, how honoured are you as a manager of the bar to be just fucking associated with them?
Ah, delighted, Jeff. You know, we've only been open a wet day, and like we said in that post the other day, it's really down to two things. It's the people that came in and gave it a try, the people that have continued to come here, like yourself, and the staff as well. The staff have been great. They're the people that drive it forward, and they bring the message to the masses, so to speak.
For you as a manager, it must be brilliant, because somebody who's coming as a patron of this bar since basically week one.
Yep.
The staff, I know them all by name. We're on first name terms. They're fucking brilliant.
That's right.
I came in with Paul, who hasn't been here before. I came in with Simon, who's been here a couple of times only because he's got a young family. And Sonia, who's been here a few times, and Sean, he does the infusions.
Yeah.
And the staff are so welcoming, like, what you want a taste of. I wanted to taste the three things tonight, and they were more than happy to give them.
Yeah, of course.
It's a welcoming bar. It's a beautiful bar. It's laid out perfect. Like, I can come in, I feel like a bollocks asking for three tasters, but the lads are more than happy to accommodate me because it's just the kind of bar it is.
And not at all. Three tasters can be a conservative estimate. I mean, there was somebody in earlier. I had to give her 9 or 10 or 11 before we got sorted. But look, that's there's a fine line between beer snobbery and being accommodating. Sometimes we offer a broad range, and the last thing we want to do is put people on the spot and make them pick and make an uninformed decision. You know, there's plenty there. You can try whatever you want, and whatever you like, then you can take it. And there's plenty more opportunities to go and try the rest of the taps too. So it'd be counterintuitive to not offer tries and to engage the punter.
You couldn't have summed it up better than I could have. Keeping in line with that team, right? I'm going to come at you with something. You're drinking something that I didn't fancy tonight. Come on, Glenn.
Work away, bud.
Your life on air. I'm going to come at you with something that you're drinking something tonight that I personally didn't fancy. Mm-hmm. It's probably the second yellow Bailey beer I've ever tasted that I didn't fancy.
That's grand.
And but the boys in Yellow Belly don't mind that. Like, they've no problem with you saying I don't like that. I wasn't a fan of It's Not Vodka, and I said that in the podcast before. And the beer you're drinking, I wasn't a fan of tonight when I tasted. But like, I'm on a hopping space because like, the thing with me with Yellow Belly is you can go to other breweries and stuff like that, but Yellow Belly have such a good range that you can come back to something that you love from Yellow Belly.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to ask you, and you're going to answer it, I'm not a fan of it, but you are, and fucking that's perfectly fine. That's what craft beer is all about. It's like finding what one lad likes, what another lad doesn't like, and finding the in between and stuff like that. That's why there's 20 taps.
Not everyone's going to like the two or three taps we have at the top, so spin down to the bottom.
What we usually ask at the start of the podcast, and this is the last feature of this podcast because we recorded lads earlier, is Kevin, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a Where's Wallonia, a Saison from Yellow Belly Bear from County Wexford.
Fucking brilliant. He's marking here me, like he's saying, like, Where's Wallonia? Like, is that playing Where's Wally? So it's a Saison, like, I had the in Ginger Bap Saison, which I felt Saisons, you don't get too many of them. Breweries that try them, I think, are really brave because it's a fine line in a Saison between being too wheaty for the modern palate and going that retro vibe towards, like, and when I say retro, I'm talking about fucking 800 or 900 years ago towards mead. Like, it's a very fine line, and like, it's a bit too heavy for me, but you're a far more seasoned craft beer drinker than I am. So how would you describe Where's Wallonia to the listeners?
It's a nice clean Saison. A lot of the focus is on the yeast. I would say that gives it the flavour profile.
It's a good punch to it.
Yeah, it's a Belgian pale ale, and the difference between that and other pale ales is in the yeast, the hop choice as well, and yeah, I just really like it. It's a little bit funky. It's not for everyone. It's a very straightforward beer for the style. You mentioned Endangered Bap earlier, which was a dry hop saison that we did with Whiplash, who really, really, really like hops and So it did kind of overpower the traditional saison flavor. There was a lot of Amarillo in that, so it was, you know, it had a lot of punchy, fruity flavors.
Yeah.
So it was a more palatable version of the style, so a lot of people liked it. It was a big hit, and personally my favourite Yellow Belly Bear to come out in the past 6 months anyway.
Yeah, I was here one night on the podcast when we had Dot on in late January before he went to San Francisco, and I had the Endangered Bap that night, and I think I drank 6 or 7 of them, and I fucking loved it. It was once off, but more the reason to get to Grady's Yard, because I have these once off collaborative, sometimes Yellow Belly fucking brews that you're only going to get for a couple of weeks, and it's more the reason to get into Grady's Yard and have a couple of pints and fucking drive on. Because like, we come in, I'm on a hopping space tonight, but like, that's because none of the once off tickle me fancy, which is fine.
Yeah.
Most weeks I'm in here, I'm on a once offer.
Yeah.
You know. Listen, Kevin, call a spade, fucking really, really happy that you came on with us tonight. Always a fucking pleasure to have you on the Stonecast. Chatting about beers, because you've forgotten more about beer than I've ever fucking remember. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, Grady's Yard nominated for a couple of awards, more than well deserved. Fucking 2019, 2020, we're going onwards and upwards. Snowcast and Grady's Yard combined, great fucking bar, great podcast. Thanks a million for coming on, and just a closing statement for the listeners.
Anytime, glad to be on. Hopefully back on a wee bit sooner than you know, the last time. But fucking fair play to everyone that's come in. It's been a blast. We've launched our new menu this evening, so we're expanding from pizzas, and we're extending our opening hours. We'll be open from 12 o'clock most of the week now, and just thanks to everyone that's come in, giving us a try, and anyone that hasn't come in, come on in, give us a try. I'm sure there'll be something here for you, and if there's not, good luck.
try and promote you guys because you do a fantastic job. You've more than welcome us. Thanks a million again from the Snowcast. And Kevin, best of luck for 2019, pal. Cheers, on the ball.
Cheers, brother.
Good man.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.